Operation Skyhook, an annual event held in Pine Bluff, Arkansas by the Black Pilots of America. Black pilots fly in from all over the U.S. for competitions, fellowship, meetings, to engage the community, and expose young people to the field of aviation. And they give free plane rides to the public. We got to attend Operation Skyhook and met several pilots while we were there. And now, Zipporah Mundy conducting an interview with Black Pilot of America member Mario Tarver, a flight instructor for the Navy.
We're at Operation Skyhook, and I'm sitting with Mario Tarver. He's a flight instructor for the Navy. How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Doing good. Excited to be here, and I appreciate you taking time. So an instructor, that's a pretty cool job. So you basically teach anyone that comes through the Navy that's going to be a pilot. You're the one that teaches everyone.
Yeah, so I'm a Navy flight instructor for primary flight training. I fly a T-6 Bravo, which is a single-engine turboprop, approximately 1,000 horsepower. What I tell my civilians, literally, it's going from driving a Chevy to going to fly a Ferrari, something that is extremely fast and very sensitive. So all the new Navy and Marine Corps aviators come through. They do initial phase where they're flying a small aircraft similar to a Cessna 172 for about 10 hours, and then they come to us and get approximately 100 flight hours and almost about 50 hours in the flight sim.
That's pretty cool. Did you just go to the Navy and then you end up being a pilot, then you end up being a flight instructor? Tell me a little bit about your background.
For me, I'm originally from Oakland, California. I was a member of the San Francisco Bay Area chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen. I got my first 8 hours through their flight academy. Then I went to Tuskegee University, graduated. I wanted to become pilot. I didn't have the funds to. So I looked at what could I do, and that was the military. So I joined the United States Navy. We go through primary phase where I flew a T-6, a single-engine turboprop. Then I got selected for maritime, so I flew a twin-engine King Air, which is another turboprop, two engines, and then one on to fly the P-3, which was a four-engine turboprop. After that, had selection of jobs, and I decided that I wanted to come down to Corpus Christi, Texas, and fly and become an instructor. So I put in a small application. My commanding officer at my base decided that I was a good enough pilot to become an instructor, so came down to Corpus Christi, been there approximately a year and a half. T-6 IUT instructor in training is approximately 6 months. So during the course of that, they teach us how to fly a T-6. I was an unfortunate person to go through Air Force primary, which had already transitioned to the T-6. So I knew how to fly the T-6. It was just learning how to fly safely, because we call it stupid student, where the instructors take you up and show you all the ways that students can put the aircraft in a bad situation. Some recoverable, other things not recoverable. So they teach us how to fly, and then after that, it's all how to not get in a bad situation with students.
That sounds good. Now tell me something, because if you're teaching people, tell me what you think is some of the most important qualities that someone could have. I mean, before they're getting to, I'm going to flight school, what are some things that they could be developing within themselves if they desire to be a pilot?
To the Google machine. I did not get involved in aviation until I was 17. Some say that's late. In comparison to my white compadres, that's very late. They learn early on when they want to do. An ideal candidate is someone who's at 16. 16 is the youngest you could start. You can solo aircraft, which is fly by yourself. So I'd say 15 is the earliest where you should be getting around aviators, getting around planes, and flying. Go to Google. There's organizations, CAP, Civil Air Patrol, OBAP, Organization of Black Aerospace Professionals. You got WAI, Women in Aviation, and there's more than those organizations that literally provide scholarships and get pilots in. Right now, I don't know if anybody talked about it, but as a country, we're going through a pilot shortage where we literally don't have enough pilots to fly our aircraft. Regional airline pilots fly approximately 48% of all domestic flights, and some regional airlines are going bankrupt, some are getting absorbed by major airlines, and some are just starting to cut their flights because they just don't have enough people. So if you're a young person listening to this recording, literally Google how to become a pilot and Google organizations related to flight and find an opportunity for you to become a pilot, because nothing should hold you back. Not race, not socioeconomic status, nothing. I'm a 33-year-old black male from a single mother with two younger brothers. So if I can find a way to get out there and get myself qualified, then anybody can. I don't care about your race, ethnicity, gender, anything. There's tons of female pilots. There's tons of male pilots.
Give me a range of what pilots typically make.
On the low end, civilian instructor pilot could make on upwards of $20,000 to $40,000. A regional airline pilot could make anywhere from $30,000 to $80,000, $90,000. And major airline pilots normally start around $60,000 and upwards to $200,000 and some even $300,000 a year.
Wow. Well, that sounds good. Well, I really appreciate you taking time sharing us a little bit about your background and the field. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Go to Google and find out how to become a pilot. Nothing should hold you back. And remember, be persistent. If you want this dream, then you can get it.
I think he wants y'all to go to Google. Lastly, I know I said lastly before, but tell me, what is the one thing you love most about flying?
I'm not going to be cliche and say the freedom. I just enjoy seeing a different perspective of the world. I've been to Europe. I've been to Africa. I've seen beautiful sunrises over Africa. I've been seeing beautiful sunsets over Europe and just seeing different environments and different cultures. The reason I became a pilot is because I have no money and I enjoy traveling for free. And the United States Navy has provided me opportunity and I'm very grateful.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Mr. Mario Tavra.
You've been listening to a conversation between Zipporah Mundi and Black Pilot of America member Mario Tavra, a flight instructor for the Navy. This interview was conducted during the Black Pilot of America's annual Operation Skyhook fly-in that takes place every Memorial Day weekend. Check out our Facebook page for pictures of all the fun. Stay tuned.